Gracious and Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. A day that was not promised, a day that was not necessarily a given, but a day that you have made and that you have blessed us to be able to see. Thank you for allowing us to rise this morning with our right minds. Thank you for a reasonable portion of health and strength. We thank you for life and life that more abundantly. Thank you for the roofs over our heads. Thank you for the clothes on our backs. Thank you for the food on our tables. Thank you for the jobs that we can go to. Thank you for the family, Lord, that you've surrounded us with. And thank you for your love that never fails, never gives up, and never runs out on us. Because of your greatness, because of your awesomeness, because of who you are, we cry out this morning, reign, Jesus, reign, because you are the King of Zion and you are Judah's Lion. You reign on the throne. You sit high, you look low. You reign over our hearts as well, because you are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I Am, and you're worthy of the praise, you're worthy of the honor, and you're worthy of the glory. We give it all over to you, God, because you are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting down of the same, God, your name is great, your name is greatly to be praised, and you're worthy of the glory, you're worthy of the honor, and you're worthy of our adoration. God, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord to magnify the God of our salvation. For he is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. It's your word, O God, that proclaims to us and that tells us how great you are, Lord. And so with the fruit of our lips, Lord, allow us to bless you, O God, all the day long. Help us to offer unto you a new song to bless you, O God, with the fruit of our lips, O God, to worship you in spirit and in truth, God, as you are so deserving of. You're deserving of our glory. You're deserving of our praise. because you have been just that good to us, Lord. If you don't do anything else for us, Lord, you've already done enough, God. You've blessed us. You've kept us. You've sustained us, Lord. You've opened up doors. You've made ways out of no way. You've healed our body, God. You've saved us, oh God, from our sins, Lord. You picked us up and you turned us around. You placed our feet on solid ground. God, you've already done so much more. And what's awesome, God, is you know the plans that you have for us, Lord. Oh, God, plans to give us an expected end, Lord. Not thoughts of evil, but God, thoughts of goodness, thoughts of kindness, thoughts of victory, God, thoughts of health, oh God, thoughts of victory, God. You have so much more in store for us, Lord, and we excitedly, Lord, thank you for the things that you've done, the things that you're doing, and the things that you're going to do. What an awesome God we serve. The songwriter said the angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adores him. God, I believe with Isaiah, he came upon you, O Lord, to be steadfast. And the king, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord, and his train filled the temple. He was high and lifted up. God, and the seraphims were worshiping you. They were honoring you, God, crying out, holy, 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 God. Let your glory, God, let it fall afresh on us today, Lord, that we can't help but to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord, that we can't help, oh God, but to honor you, oh God, with the fruit of our lips, oh God, and cry out, holy, holy, holy. It's the Lord God Almighty, God, when we wake up, oh God, and we go about our day-to-day business, Lord. Help us, oh God, to appreciate the wonderful and the beautiful things that you allow us to see every day. Lord, let us not take for granted how awesome the sun is, Lord, as it rises to shine light on the entire earth, Lord. Help us to appreciate, Lord, oh God, the air that you allow us to breathe on our own, Lord, day after day, God, minute by minute, second by second, Lord. Help us, oh God, today to appreciate, Lord, oh God, the sight that comes with our eyes, Lord, and the hearing that comes with our ears, Lord, and the talking that comes from our mouth, Lord. We didn't allow those things to happen, Lord, but it's just the little things, Lord, that you allow us to appreciate and cherish every single day, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for order, oh God, and being a God that's of order and not a God that's of chaos, Lord. There are so many little and wonderful things that you do for us each and every single day. And we often take those things for granted. We often look past those things. The beautiful sunset, oh God, the shaping of the clouds, the wind that blows, that we can't see where it's coming from, and we definitely can't see where it's going to. Just the little things, the birds crying out to you and worshiping you in song. Oh, God, the little bugs, oh, God, that pass by, even the ones that bite us like the mosquitoes, Lord, you have done so many wonderful things. And, Lord, I cry out this morning that you would help us to appreciate the little things of life that you have blessed us with. When we ask for you to reign, Lord, because you are our king. You are the ruler of our hearts. And, Lord, we don't want to just give you lip service. We desire for you to reign in our homes, God. Reign, oh, God, like that King of Kings that you are and the Lion of Judah that you are. God, reign, Lord, in our lives, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That's in our finances, Lord. That's in our relationships, Lord. That's in our time and in our service. Lord, we want you to reign, Lord. Reign on our jobs, Lord, for us to make you, oh, God, the highest authority. Make you the one that we answer to. Make you the one, oh, God, that we lean upon, Lord, even on our jobs as we go to our different work and job sites. Lord, yes, not everyone on the job sites know you, oh God. Yes, not everyone, oh God, know you in the pardon of their sins, but you call for us to be the lights. You call for us to be the cities that are set upon a hill. You call for us to let our light shine that men might see our good works and give you the glory so that when we go about our day-to-day, when we go, oh God, on our runs, oh God, when we go shopping, or when we go wherever we may have in our day-to-day journeys, Lord, help us to allow you to, help us to lift you up, Lord, so that you will reign in every situation that comes our way. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords, and you're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to be honored, and you're worthy to be adored. Thank you for another opportunity to find ourselves in prayer. You tell us that men ought to always pray. Can't give up. We can't faint. We can't throw in the towel. And so we surrender to you. We say yes to your will, and we say yes to your way. Where you lead us, God, we'll follow. Where you take us, Lord, we're willing to go, because you are the one that is in control. And we would ask that you would be the king of our hearts, the king of our lives, and the king of our souls. Have your way in us today as we look to make your name glorious on this day. We pray for those, oh Lord, that are in Texas, that are still suffering under the effects of that great storm. Oh God, we pray that you would have mercy on those that are there, that are still dealing with the after effects of the storm. They're still flooding in Houston and flooding in other areas. Lord, I believe last night when I went to sleep that the death toll was up to 28 people. And Lord, I pray that you would comfort those bereaved families. Lord, I saw one message of an entire set of generations that died. The grandparents died and the great-grandchildren died. Lord, that was in one cargo van, Lord. And we pray that you would comfort those families that lost loved ones, to strengthen those families that lost homes. It's awesome, God, that as we ask for you this morning to reign, that means that you are in control. We trust your decision-making. We trust your plans, Lord, because you know what you are doing, Lord. When you take things away, you don't just take things away, Lord, for us to get back to the same point that we were at. But you take things away, Lord, so you can allow us to become stronger. You can grow us, take us higher, Lord, and you can grow us more closer to you. It's an awesome time, Lord, for us to draw near to thee. Lord, we don't necessarily have to have a catastrophe or a tragedy, Lord, for us to draw near to thee. But, Lord, you're worthy to be drawn near to, God. You're an awesome God, and you just want us to love you. You want us to cherish you at all times, Lord, not to just seek after you for the fishes and the lows, Lord, but to seek after you just because you are good and your mercy endures through all generations. Lord, you are good and your mercy endures forever, Lord. You desire a relationship with us. You desire for us to draw near to thee just because you alone are God and you have a desire to have a relationship with us. That's why you gave your only begotten son, Jesus. You allowed him to die. You gave us your best so that we can be reconnected to you. And so, Lord, because of your desire, Lord, we should have that same desire to draw near to thee, to be close to you. Oh, God, to honor and adore you. And the more we praise you, the more we thank you. Oh, God, the more we honor you, the more we obey you, the more we follow after your word, the closer you are to us, the stronger we become, God, and the greater things that we can do in this life and in this generation. Oh, God, what an awesome time to be a believer, Lord. Oh, God, because as men are crying and as the world is fretting, God, about the damage and the storms and the foolishness that are coming out from people that call themselves so-called prophets, Lord, if this is the day, this is the time, this is the hour of the church to stand, Lord, and espouse the message of holiness, and to espouse the greatness that is our God. But though trials may come, but though tribulation may be hard, Lord, we're not cast down, we're not forsaken, because we know who is in control. And because we know who is in control, we know that all things will work together for our good. Thank you for the words of testimony, God, that have come out. Lord, I saw a video yesterday from someone in Texas. They lost everything, Lord, but they were grateful that they were alive and that their children were with them. God, Lord, that is content in whatsoever state that we find ourselves in. Lord, prick our hearts when we find ourselves to be not content, Lord, with the things that you have done. How can we complain, Lord, about not having the five-bedroom house, or when some people have lost everything, Lord, and still thank you because you blessed them to see another day? They lost cars, Lord, and they lost lands and lost a whole bunch of stuff. And here we are, Lord, we have everything that we desire. We have everything that we need, Lord. We have everything, God, that you have blessed us with, and we're not appreciative of the things that you have blessed us with. Oh, God, bind that spirit of unthankfulness. Bind that spirit of, God, selfishness, and help us to surrender to you. Help us to yield to your will. Help us to cry out to you and be thankful unto you and to bless your name. David said, I was glad. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, O Most High. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. God, my soul will make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Then he welcomed everybody to magnify the Lord with him. Let us exalt his name together. God, you're an awesome God. You're worthy of our praise. You're worthy of our adoration. And so, Lord, let the praises of our King, let it rise among us today. That as we go and as we intercede on behalf of those that are bereaved, and we intercede on behalf of those that have been affected by the storms, Lord, we know that our prayers will come before you. I ask for comfort. I thank you for, God, again, the words of greatness and testimony. Lord, I told my wife last night about a furniture store order that owner who allowed 300 people or so and 60 National Guardsmen to come and evacuate into his store. And so he has allowed the people, Lord, to sleep on the couches and sleep on the mattresses that he was planning to sell, God. God, that's selflessness, God, that he had something that he can gain money over, but he thought it was better, Lord, to sacrifice it for the good of others. Lord, help us to have that willingness to sacrifice our all, Lord, for your glory. Lord, we have so much that we can offer. We have time that we can offer. We have finances that we can offer. God, we have resources that we can offer. Lord, give us the ability, bind the spirit of selfishness, Lord, that we be willing to help in any type of matter that we can. Wherever we may be at, Lord, in these United States and those who are tuning in, God, help us to invest in those that are suffering. You said the strong should bear the infirmities of the weak. Help us to do our part, to play a role, to undergird those during this tragedy. And not just that, oh God, but to speak the words of life upon them. Don't speak the words of tragedy, because there is power in our tongue. Yes, they've gone through a tragedy, Lord, but we can let them know that God's going to work it out. He's done it before. God, you worked it out for those that were in Katrina. Yes, they suffered, oh God, but they have come out stronger. They have come out wiser, Lord, because you don't leave us the same, Lord. Each and every day you allow us or have an opportunity for us to grow. Oh God, help us to walk in that anointing, Lord, today. Help us to walk in a spirit of intercession on those that are weak among us. Oh, God, help us to pray without ceasing for those that are in trying times and trying situations. Oh, God, to speak life over them, to call upon you to answer, God, to speak, oh, God, that you would come and rescue them, that you would be, oh, God, our shepherd, Lord, that they don't have to want for anything, oh, God, that you would help them to lie down in green pastures, Lord. Help us, Lord, today to speak life into those that have been affected by those storms. And then I also pray for the Brown family during their time of bereavement, Lord, Bishop Brown and the Church of the Blessed Trinity, that you would encourage that family, that church family, and that you would encourage that family during their loss, Lord, of Mother Brown. Bless those that were connected to them as well throughout this area. Many churches fellowship with that great ministry, Lord, and that great pastor and first lady. We pray that you would bless them, strengthen them, encourage them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I would pray that you would bless us throughout this day. Keep us in the heart of your hand and in the center of your will. Take us to our different destinations and homes and job sites and school sites safely. But then, Lord, bring us back together again, Lord, in your presence, in your midst, that we can come together, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, but to come together, oh, Lord, so that we may lift you up and worship you in spirit and in truth, and to cry out, reign, Jesus, reign. King of Zion, Judah's Lion, reign, Jesus, reign. Thank you for this day. We rejoice and be glad in it. We bless your name even now. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray this morning. Amen and amen.